Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, January 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Another late-day sell-off in U.S. stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 313 points, or 0.9%, to close at 34,715. The Nasdaq moved further into correction territory, finishing down 186 points, or 1.3%, and the S&P 500 was down 50 points, or 1.1%. All three indexes gave up mid-session gains as investors continue to grapple with the specter of multiple interest rate rises, cooling growth, and inflation at multi-decade highs. Among individual stocks, shares of Peloton fell nearly 24% following a report saying the company plans to temporarily halt production on its connected fitness products. American Airlines fell about 3.2% even after the carrier reported it had trimmed its losses. But the story was brighter for Dow component Travelers. Shares of the insurance giant rose 3.2% after it reported record net income in the fourth quarter. And after the bell, Netflix said it added 8.3 million subscribers in the latest quarter, thanks to hits such as Don't Look Up and Cobra Kai. But that number fell short of the company's own forecast, and shares fell more than 19% in after-hours trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.